Hey there, welcome to this episode of What's the Truth. I'm Jessica Hoddle, your host, and today we're talking about lie number 16, I have to. Now, before we go any further, this lie is specifically talking about guilt, obligation, the things that we think we have to do but are afraid to maybe say no to. And so you might say something like, I have to XYZ, you fill in the blank. So I want to set you free. We're going to read some scripture and we're going to go over this lie that I have to with some practical tips on identifying the things in the areas of our life that maybe we should be saying no to instead of yes to. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I've been seeing this a lot lately with the women I talk to in our church or encounter from different churches or just in everyday life where we are afraid to say no, we become people pleasers, and especially when it comes to church or things like that, I'll often hear women say, well, I have to go to this church because my mom goes here, and if I left the church, then they'd be really upset. But when I talk with them deeper, it even goes to the emotional level where they feel like they're not getting fed. They wish they could go to a different church, but they're just afraid to upset people. Now, there are a lot of situations and maybe reasonings for that, but there's this desire that keeps burning in my heart of this lie that we feel like we have to, and that comes from that guilt, that obligation, which we know is not from God, and the shame that we kind of live in where we think we have to live out other people's expectations of us in order to live this joy-filled life. And even in my husband's and I, our own life, we kind of just went through this ourselves with a particular church, and where we just were like, every weekend we were going, but we didn't get fed. We were frustrated. We knew in our spirits that what was being preached was not the word of God, but we continued to show up for some reason. And we would talk about it, and we would say things like, but, well, we really like the kids there, and we really like to talk to the members, but we weren't getting fed. And we had to come to the conclusion that it's not about the people, and even though they were great, but I needed to make sure that as a part of a community and God's word, that it was the truth. And I wasn't just staying there. It was something that we agreed with, that we felt like was true to the gospel in the Bible. And so we had to make a decision, and we ended up leaving. And we stayed there longer than we should have because we thought we had to. And we didn't want to upset people. Now, maybe it's not a church for you, but maybe it's something else. You are saying yes to something when you feel like you should be saying no. And every time it comes up, you just feel this guilt or this obligation to surrender over your yes so that you don't upset anybody. And so Galatians 1:10, it says, for am I seeking the approval of man? And Paul is talking. And he's asking this question of, am I seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? I would not be a servant of Christ. Now, he's really talking about how he speaks to people, how he's not just preaching the word of God so that it can be some fancy formal thing, or he's not trying to water down the gospel so that people feel really good and all of that. But I think that we can also take that in the context of, as well, of who are we trying to please, especially in this world, with our actions, with our thoughts, with our emotions, with all of those things that are still true to us today that are still important. About, am I trying to please man or am I trying to please God? Because guess what? We can't do both of them. Because there are things that we're called to do that people don't understand. And so they are going to maybe disagree or call you crazy or not understand. And so in order to avoid the comments of others because they don't understand your call, you would rather sit back in your call to please other people so that you don't have to hear their comments. And so we go to this, I have to be here because of somebody else. And so Galatians 1:10 clearly states is that, one, we're not trying to win people with our speech, and we can even go into our call, but with that we're doing the gospel, right? We're living the gospel. We're preaching the gospel to its truest form, but that our actions also follow the words that we're speaking. And so I think that, I mean, Christ was his only master, and Paul focused more on the message that God has laid on his heart. And so 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our heart. And Paul, in this situation, he had really wanted to avoid selfish ambition, vainglory, flattery, you know, all the things that can come with maybe a quote unquote Instagram following, or, you know, things that would look like our day versus crowds of people that maybe Paul would have, you know, would be surrounded by. And so he was trying to avoid this idea that it's about me, but it's about God getting the glory. And often when we say no or yes, it can easily stem from self-centeredness of, I don't want to deal with the things, so I will say this so that this happens. And we go back to this desire of, I have to. And that is a lie. The only master, or the only one you have to please, is God. And there are things in people that are not going to understand that. And that is okay, because you cannot control somebody else's response to the calling on your life. But you get to show up, and you get to answer the call according to how he's called you. And that is so important. He didn't say things or do things to flatter people or to win their applause. It's not that he didn't care about them. And I'm referring to Paul. And I think that often when we think that we say no, or we're having boundaries in place, or we're respecting God, is that we think that we just don't care about other people's opinions, or we don't care about what they're experiencing or feeling. It's not that we don't care or acknowledge that, but we also have to explain to them, whether they understand or not, why it's important and why it's happening. Because he cared more about them hearing the truth than them being happy with him, if that makes sense. And that is sometimes really hard for us to deal with, isn't it? We would rather for people to like us, because that's a nature of our heart sometimes, where we want that to be seen, we want that to be loved, we want to be known, and we always have to go back to our identity and that worth that's in a person, not a feeling. But that it's really easy for us to want people to care about us, which is why we go to this lie, I have to, right? Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. We cannot go wrong when we trust in the Lord. Even when it feels like things are falling apart around us, I feel like that's when we get to put our hope goggles on. That's when we get to put our faith goggles on, and we get to see in the spiritual realm and not in the physical realm. We get to see what's happening in the spirit versus what's happening in the flesh. And that's so important, is that we know when things are not going what we think they should be around us, but that we are safe in the Lord. And that's something that we need to believe fully with our hearts, without doubting. John 12:43, for they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And I've checked my own self, because most of my life, and you can hear in my stories in past episodes and episodes to come, this story of my body was a tool. I wanted men to like me. I wanted to be noticed in my business and recognized, which led me to overworking, becoming a slave to my work, feeling like I have to work so many hours to be successful. I felt like I had to work out X amount of times to get this perfect body. And I feel like the I have to is a world standard that we place on ourselves, with ever evaluating, is this really a priority in my own life that I should be taking into consideration? So here are a few things that I want us to maybe process through as you're learning. Am I saying I have to? You know, maybe it's just recognizing the things that you're saying I have to do. And then questioning, is this something you are called to do or you feel like you have to do? Number one, take an inventory of all the things you say you have to do. Make sure the have to's come from a pure heart and not guilt and obligation. Like I said before, there are so many scenarios and situations where I couldn't name them all, but there are things where we know when we are being led by the Spirit or where that we know that this is an area that we are called to do. And sometimes things that feel like a have to are really a get to. And so we have to kind of evaluate that from a pure heart of, do I get to do this or is this something I have to do? Because two different forms of heart postures there. So take an inventory of the things you're saying you have to. Number two, are your yeses honoring God in this season of your life? And to be honest, that's one of the biggest questions that you can ask yourself. Is your yes where you're going to church, where what you're doing, the responsibilities you're saying yes to, the meetings, the just all of the things that you're saying yes to, is it your best yes? And is it honoring God and your top priorities, whether it's your family, your husband, your best friends, whatever it is, meaning that nobody else can take that position for you. You can't outsource it. You can't, you know, do anything with it, but you, nobody can replace you in those areas. And that's really important to think about when it comes to your best yes and making sure that it's, is this my best yes? Is this, am I honoring God with my yes in this season of my life? Number three, what can you start saying no to? And this can be a really layered question because a lot of that comes with pain, boundaries needing to be put into place, things that maybe you feel hurt by, and the list can really go on of what you can say no to. Because with no can sometimes come repercussion or, like I said, people not understanding, not agreeing, the hate mail comes, all of the things. And that's something that we can just ask the Lord to just open our hearts to and for us to kind of tear down that wall of needing to be liked by everybody, needing to be loved by everybody. Even though our commandment is to love, love looks different. And love is not a feeling. And so we get to love on others, regardless if love is received back. And that looks different for everybody. But it's something that we can really start to say, what are my yeses and what can I say no to? And a question number four, and I have one more thing after this. Why do people's opinion of you matter the most? I think it's a really important question as well to ask yourself is why do they matter so much? And maybe this can open you up to a further understanding of things that you've experienced. Maybe you were raised in a really great home and your parents always said that you were great and awesome and all of these things, and you just want to make them proud. And so you're afraid to get it wrong. You're afraid to not be perfect. And you want people to like you because of how it was portrayed to you, right? Because you were the almost awesome thing. And we go into the world and we realize that people are just not as nice. Or maybe you come from the opposite home where you feel like your opinion never mattered. And so you are on social media and you kind of finally feel like your opinion matters. And so when your opinion matters and people are commenting, then that's important to you because you feel like you're being seen. Regardless of the situation, it's important that we understand why is this so important to us? Because then we can take it before God and begin to replace the truth with it, begin to look in those areas of our lives where we're really dedicating more of our time and effort and our thoughts around what the world thinks, how they're operating, and so on and so forth, versus what does God say about forgiveness? What does His word say about grace? What does His word say about mercy? What does his word say about love? And it just goes into these other areas of our life that we can take as characteristics of really that becoming more like Christ. And number five, this it's really a reminder, is that you are not responsible for how someone else handles your yes and your no. So let me go through those really quick. Number one, take an inventory of all the things that you feel like you have to say yes to, or that you feel like you have to do, and make sure your have to's come from a place of a pure heart and not guilt and obligation. And if they do, check in with why. And maybe even go to that person or the people and communicate with them. Get to understand their perspective. It's really that open dialogue. Open the dialogue if you're in a position to do so. Number two, are your yeses honoring God in this season of your life? Number three, what can you start saying no to? Number four, why do people's opinion of you matter the most? Number five, you are not responsible for how someone handles your yes and your no. I have to, you fill in the blank. And so the truth to this is that you don't have to do anything that goes against your priorities, that goes against emotional, physical, relational health. And that really comes with boundaries and understanding boundaries. And, you know, a lot of people think forgiveness is restoration. Forgiveness is something that Christ has done to us. But just because we walk out forgiveness doesn't mean that, you know, relationship is necessarily restored. And so that's just an important piece. That's a whole other kind of podcast lie there. But I think it's just important, these lies that we feel like I have to look a certain way. I have to be a part of all the groups. I have to go to church, or someone in my family will be upset, or my church family will be upset. And the reality is, friends, is that we are just growing and maturing in Christ. You know, I started with certain podcasts and books and preachers that now I've kind of not necessarily grown out of them, but just matured in Christ and just want deeper things. And so there are things that you just grow out of, and that is okay. That is okay. It is okay to start saying no to things that you once said yes to. It's just the maturity. It's the growth process. It's how we get stretched. It's how we get strengthened. It's how we get uncomfortable to get comfortable again, to get uncomfortable again, right? And so don't be afraid to challenge the areas of your life that you're kind of maybe settling into versus being challenged by. And I just want to pray for us really quick. Is Father, thank you so much for those listening to this podcast, for all of the people that feel like maybe they have to. Lord, show them what's in their heart. Show them the areas of their life that maybe they're not saying yes to, that they know that maybe they should. That you are not a shoulder though, that you are not a God of condemnation or confusion or strife or envy, but that you are a God of joy, peace, love, kindness, goodness. And so, Lord, help them see your true characteristics and not the characteristics that the world has been putting on you. In Jesus' name, amen. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied in the things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life. Realize you are beautiful just the way you are. Refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life. And recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future.